never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, America, wherever you are. Throughout the country, and good morning to the rest of the world, afternoon, evening. I know you guys tune in from all over, from many wonderful, wonderful parts of the globe. We are getting ready to go live, season two, You Made It Political, September 6th, it's just a couple weeks away. New structure, new showtime, new everything. Today's a little bit of a one-off. Listen, I couldn't stay quiet anymore. I could not sit here and say nothing. The very, very tragic events that unfolded before our eyes and leading up to yesterday are just one of the deepest and darkest days in America. And I had to come on and I had to say something and I had to fight with you guys because this is unacceptable. It's inexcusable. And there is no disputing the fact that the Biden administration and the Democrats have completely lost control of America. And are you surprised? Look at everything that's happened up to this point. Dictatorships going on a local level, school boards gone rogue, the Biden administration not taking anything seriously. They continue to push vaccines instead of focusing on the real problems that we face in America. Well, we are done, people. We are completely done. We have had it up to here with their nonsense. Republicans are finally pissed off. It took 13 military servicemen to die before our Republican Party finally woke the hell up and is now doing something about it. There's even Democrats are woken up at this point. We have had enough. Today, I'm going to go through everything that led up to this point and why we are even at this point. We let this happen, America. We, the American people, let our government gone rogue. Well, we're not doing it anymore. We're not standing for it anymore, and we are finally going to put our foot down. And it's beautiful when you see CNN's very own Jack Tapper, get pissed off and go up against Biden. I mean, even CNN is disgusted with what they have done. No more showboating, no more exaggerating, no more trying to get views, clicks, likes, shares. This is real now. This is real. We are pissed off. Today, I'm going to start the show with, you know, what you guys already know, but we got to highlight it here, the fact that the death toll is rising. The death toll is rising over in Kabul. 13 military servicemen have died. 13 have died, and they've died because Biden gave them a pass to kill our soldiers. Biden gave the Taliban, ISIS, I don't care what group is responsible for this nonsense, but we allowed this. Biden allowed this. He allowed the Taliban to dictate how the evacuation over in Afghanistan is going to go down. We showed weakness. President Trump would have never allowed this to happen. Never would he have allowed such weakness, such a poor demonstration of absolute weakness and an inability to control things there on the ground in Afghanistan. And this is what happened. This is the Taliban and ISIS sending us a very clear message that if you do not get the hell out of here by August 31st, more attacks, more deaths will come. This is them saying, we control you now, not the other way around. They smelled blood in the water. As soon as Biden gave the Taliban a pass, they went in literally for the kill. And here is where it all started. Let's take a look at the video, guys. Let's take a look at the video of where it all started. Biden gave Afghanistan their blessing, his blessing, to evacuate on their terms. If you guys remember, Biden says Afghanistan evacuation depends on cooperation from Taliban. Remember this video? This is where it all started.
First, on evacuation, we agreed that we will continue to close our close cooperation to get people out as efficiently and safely as possible. We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations. In addition, I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable, should that become necessary. I'm determined to ensure that we complete our mission, this mission.
Well, clearly that was a very disastrous failure. And listen, this is where he went all wrong. The close cooperation with the Taliban, that's where we went wrong. You don't tell the Taliban that we need cooperation from them. We know the Taliban's not going to cooperate with us. For Biden to even suggest that we're going to cooperate with the Taliban, and even go as far as they've changed and we don't really see any problems, that didn't age well, Biden. It's been monumentally disastrous because of how weak our president is. We have shown signs of weakness. We've shown cracks in our government and our ability to control and to govern. Biden can't even get it together here on American soil. How on earth would anybody expect or believe that he was going to be able to control what goes on in a different country, in a country as dangerous as the Taliban or as Afghanistan, where the Taliban is literally now bombing American military servicemen? 13 have died so far. Fox's Dosi takes on Biden yesterday. Reporters are done. We are pissed. We are done. We are going in for the jugular. There's no more playing nice. Let's see what Dosi had to say yesterday interviewing Biden. If you guys didn't catch this, take a look at this.
It could very well have happened. I'll take one more question. Wait. Let me take the one question from the most interesting guy that I know in the press. That's you.
Mr. President, there had not been a U.S. service member killed in combat in Afghanistan since February of 2020. You set a deadline, you pulled troops out, you sent troops back in, and now 12 Marines are dead. You said the buck stops with you. Do you bear any responsibility for the way that things have unfolded in the last 2 weeks?
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened.
Now, notice real quick, I bear responsibility fundamentally for all that's happened. Great way to start that answer. It is. As the president, he needs to admit that the buck stops with him. He's always said that. Right, Joe? You've always said the buck stops with me. So he opened perfectly, exactly as the president of the United States should open. But here's where he goes horribly wrong. He should have just said, I bear all responsibility. We're working to get this resolved. Goodbye. No, he pulls a classic Biden Democrat move and gets himself into trouble by blaming everybody but himself. Let's have a listen.
Of late. But here's the deal. You know, I wish you'd one day say these things. You know as well as I do that the former president made a deal with the Taliban.
So here we go. We're going to start blaming Trump now. Here's where we start putting all the blame on President Trump. Are you surprised? He does this every freaking time.
We get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1. In return, the commitment was made, and that was a year before. In return, he was given a commitment that the Taliban would continue to attack others, but would not attack any American forces. Remember that? I'm being serious. I'm asking you a question.
So now he deflects. He starts asking Dossi a question. First of all, Biden, this is not you ask reporter questions. Reporters ask you questions. And we don't even get to hear Dossi explain himself because they won't put the mic back on him. Have a listen.
No, wait a minute. I'm asking you a question. Is that accurate, the best of you or not? What?
And this is the classic shot where Biden totally breaks down and loses it. Listen, we know that Biden is incapable of accepting responsibility for anything. He couldn't even do it today. It is 100% his responsibility. He and the Democrats need to be held accountable. Every single one of them, including Kamala Harris, who is in freaking Vietnam right now, doing God knows what. Why are you in Vietnam? Why did you even go to Vietnam in the first place? This has been a monumental failure from day one. As soon as the disaster started in Afghanistan, as soon as the horrific evacuation process started to go downhill, Biden was nowhere to be seen. He was on vacation. You'd think one of them, at least Harris, would get on a plane and go to Afghanistan. But no, she had to go to Singapore and Vietnam. Why? This is the worst thing that's happened to our military servicemen and one of the worst things in our lifetime. And Kamala Harris is still in Vietnam. The Democrats are doing what they have done since the very beginning of Biden's campaign. Ignore you if they don't want to deal with your questions. Put their head in the sand and say nothing. They've done it with Hunter Biden. They've done it with President Biden time and time again. They do not let him speak because their solution, their go-to for every single disastrous situation that they put this country in is to shut up and say nothing. Shut up and say nothing, which is exactly what they did during this clip when the White House actually cut the audio when Biden tries to answer reporters about Afghanistan. This is a few days ago. A few days ago, they actually cut the clip. Here's Biden getting ready to answer, and they don't let him answer. They actually cut his feed.
All very much. Thank you all very much. And thank the press for being here. We're going to go private now.
So right here, I'm going to pause real quick. Look at, he's going to try to speak. You're going to see his lips moving, but they've cut the feed. They do not want him answering. Watch. See, here he is trying to talk. You can't hear him. You can only hear me. They've literally cut the audio feed. Let's listen right real quick. You'll see the moment they cut it. You'd think I muted the video. This is what's happening. This is what's going on in our government. And it's disgusting. Let's see what the American people have to say about this. So one Rumble commenter said, I heard it. He laughed and said he would be the first to know about it. Jackass. Laughing at a time like this. This is what these people do. How can you even be remotely humorous at a time like this? How could you find this even the slightest bit amusing? And we saw in the video of Kamala Harris come off the plane the other day and laugh and say, hold on, everybody. And she laughed about the situation in Afghanistan. They're unable to address these very serious issues because Biden has no clue. He has no clue how to address such important situations. So when people scream impeach Biden, this is why we need him impeached. And no Kamala Harris or Pelosi or any of the Democrats are going to be any better. I know that. I understand that. This may turn out to be as horrific of a situation as Governor Cuomo's resignation. And now we have Kathy Hochul in place. We know Hochul's no better, but neither Hochul or Cuomo were probably calling the shots. There is a very, very dangerous, secretive, an underground group of people pulling the strings here from the top. It's a very liberal, progressive group of people that we can't figure out who. We just can't. We can't figure it out. We don't know who's pulling the strings. They're all puppets right now. Cuomo ended up being a puppet. Hochul's a puppet. If Letitia runs and wins, she's going to be a puppet. The Democrats are puppets. This is why whoever is calling the shots at the top want nothing to do with the real, real politicians, like Republicans, like Trump, real, strong-minded Americans, patriots. They want nothing to do with them getting control of the United States because they are literally trying to destroy the states within. Literally. Just yesterday, I was on a group chat, and no joke, I was talking with a military member who is now done with his time, but he still is a reserve, and he's going for drill this weekend. And I saw the chat, and I won't bring the chat up because I want to protect the identity of these people. It's not fair to call them out. But he actually said in the group chat, we are being housed off base this weekend because they need the housing for Afghan members or Afghan citizens that are being flown in from Afghanistan. So they aren't able to stay in their barracks or their wherever they house them on their base. They have to stay off base, probably in hotels. But all they're being told right now is that they're not going to be able to stay in their own base during their drill this weekend because they need that housing for Afghan citizens that are being flown in. This is domestic terrorism right now. We don't know that we're not flying in hundreds of terrorists. And I hate to be stereotypical like that, but let's be honest. Let's be very clear and honest here. You better believe there's going to be a group of terrorists who are hiding amongst the asylum seekers. And we're flying them over by the hundreds. We are literally planting terrorists. Not only are we planting terrorists in America as we speak, we are housing them where our U.S. military members are supposed to be staying during their drills this weekend. Absolute fact. I personally spoke to one of them. This is disgusting. To my reply, I replied, I said, listen, I hate to talk like this. I really hate to talk like this. But is our own government trying to attack us right now? Are they intentionally trying to plant terrorists, not only on American soil, but on American bases? This is scary. This is the level of insanity that we're dealing with. And this would not be happening if President Trump were in power right now. Let's take a listen to what former President Trump has to say about this situation.
Obtained, it just released moments ago, this message from President Trump to you, the American people. Take a look.
As one nation, America mourns the loss of our brave and brilliant American service members in a savage and barbaric terrorist attack in Afghanistan. These noble American warriors laid down their lives in the line of duty. They sacrificed themselves for the country that they loved, racing against time to rescue their fellow citizens from harm's way. They died as American heroes, and our nation will honor their memory forever. I want to express my deepest condolences to the families of those we have lost. Today, all Americans grieve alongside you. Together, we also pray that God will heal the other courageous American service members who were wounded in this heinous attack. In addition, our hearts are with the families of all the innocent civilians who died and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened, and it would not have happened if I were your president. Over the past few weeks, I know that many Americans have felt profound sorrow and even pain watching the events taking place in Afghanistan, and perhaps none more so than the veterans of that 20-year war. Many of them answered the call proudly and without hesitation after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Every American who served in Afghanistan has made tremendous sacrifices for our country. on behalf of your fellow citizens, I want you to know that those sacrifices were not made in vain. We know what you did, we know how brave you were, and we thank you, we salute you, and we honor you for all time. I hope that every American will join me in continuing to pray for the safe return of all U.S. citizens and soldiers from Afghanistan in the coming days. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
So sad. The whole thing is just so sad, but that's what a real president sounds like. This, Trump wouldn't have put us in this position. He just wouldn't have. It wouldn't have been so disastrously unplanned and uncoordinated, and he certainly would not have given trust to the Taliban. He certainly would not have allowed cooperation with the Taliban, which is exactly what Biden did when he said, in the clip that we started today's show with, when he said, this all is going to go according to how well the Taliban cooperates with us. We need their cooperation. Who on earth would ever believe in a million years that the Taliban would cooperate with America? Oh, okay, Joe. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll just let everybody get to the airport. No problem. We'll cooperate with you. No way. We know the Taliban. We know what they're capable of. We know they're murderers, rapists, which started, by the way, within hours of this evacuation. We have journalists on the ground reporting that murders are happening, rapes are happening. The 13 military servicemen that died yesterday in the service bombing are only a fraction of the amount of people that have murdered, executed. I've seen disgusting videos of the Taliban executing innocent Afghanistan military men who served under the former president, allies to the United States. Disgusting executions by gunshots to the back of the head. And it wasn't just one gunshot. It was, they just wouldn't let off the trigger. And they were decimating these Afghanistan's execution style. While we're flailing and can't get our act together and can't get American people. So if they're doing this to their own Afghani people, you better believe that any American citizen left behind is probably not going to get out alive. It's very sad. It's very disgusting. President Trump would have never allowed this to happen. He would have been firm. He would have been strong. The Taliban would never have even tried this. ISIS-K, whatever we want to call them, would not have attempted this because we know Trump would have nuked the shit out of them by now. He made it very clear. I would have hit them where it hurts the most, at their homes. We wouldn't be sitting here threatening to hit them hard, which is what Joe Biden has said. We're going to find you and hunt you down. Trump would have just started nuking shit. And they know that, which is why they wouldn't have tried it. Which is why they would have allowed us to leave peacefully. There wouldn't be 5 million checkpoints leading up to the airport right now. A maze of ISIS checkpoints that you're probably not going to get through, ever. So right now we are hoping, that's our strategy, we're hoping we can get the rest out by August 31st. And the Taliban have made it very clear yesterday with their suicide bombings. If you're not out of here, there's going to be more American casualties, more American fatalities. President Trump would have never, ever stood for it. And it's starting everywhere, not just on a national level, but it's all the way local. For those of you who have been following the school board debacle throughout the United States and all the chaos that's happening on the local level, it's because the school boards, they are backed by the Democrats who think they have the power, who think they have the power. They do not have the power. We've been patient. We've given them the benefit of the doubt. We've tried to remain amicable, but we are done. We are done. And after watching this video, a disgusting video of a school board president making a statement, quote, Jesus effing Christ, these people, after a parent made a comment, Let's take a look at that video. So yesterday in Scottsdale Unified School District, a parent went up and gave her speech. And after she left, listen to what the president says under his breath. The hot mic was still on.
I just want to be very clear for the record that no employee was involved in the neo-Nazi propaganda incident. That is incorrect. That is a reference to a pre-existing investigation that was not concluded and now has since concluded, and no SUSD employee was involved. Jesus fucking Christ, people.
Did you hear that? Jesus effing Christ, these people. They don't even care anymore, the school board members. I mean, this is how disgusting they are. Because we've attacked, because we finally have the courage to go up against our local school boards. This is what's happening. They can't handle it. They can't take it. They're not going to be able to hide behind Biden and the teachers' unions much longer. And after what we just witnessed over in Afghanistan, I think it's very clear to say that we are done dealing with their nonsense from both a national level and a local level. And I hope that what we just witnessed this week over in Kabul, over at their airport, I hope this wakes us up. I hope it wakes politicians up. I hope it wakes citizens up. I hope it wakes Democrats up. Republicans, we've been awake. We know how disastrous the situation has been from the second that Biden took over. We know this. We're waiting for the Democrats to wake the hell up now and join our fight. And if they're not going to join our fight, they're going to be caught in the middle. School boards, Democrats, liberals, progressives, we're coming after you now. And we aren't going to stop until we finally level the playing field. The eviction ban, disgusting. Killing, literally financially ruining our landlords, these poor landlords who have to just deal with the dictatorship of Biden saying you still can't charge rent. This is what needs to happen. Instead of Biden telling us how it's going to go down, we need to get back to the days where Congress actually had to make decisions first. If a federally imposed eviction moratorium is to continue, Congress must specifically authorize it. And this is what we've allowed to happen. We've allowed the Biden administration to just make decisions, random decisions. Why? Why have we allowed them to get away with this? Why have we sidestepped the Constitution? Why have we sidestepped the formalities that the United States government must go through in order to make law? The mask mandate, it's not law. The Department of Health cannot make law. Kathy Hochul in New York State, she's given the power to the Department of Health to come up with their own guidelines. Guidelines. So now what's going to happen is the Department of Health is going to issue fines for everybody that doesn't wear a mask inside school. Well, guess what? They can take those fines and stick them up their ass, because those fines will not hold in court. And I promise you, a group of us in upstate New York are going to prove that to you all. That is in the works. So stay tuned. We're going to prove to you that neither Kathy Hochul nor the Department of Health has any legal jurisdiction whatsoever to impose these BS fines on our children in school. And once we get that fine thrown out, just like the gym owner in Buffalo, New York, that Robbie guy sued Cuomo, sued New York State, and won. What happened? What happened, people? All the businesses in New York State opened again. All we have to do is prove with one single win that the whole thing is bullshit. And then their house of cards will come crumbling down. Well, it's about time, Republicans, that you stand up to this. It's about time that Congress says, hold on, Joe, you're not allowed to make these decisions on your own. Kamala Harris, Cuomo, Hochul, I don't care what Governor Newsom, you are not allowed to make these decisions on your own. And it stops now. So struck down Supreme Court finally rebukes Biden's unilateral extension of the eviction ban and says, Congress, you need to authorize it. It's about time, SCOTUS. Where the hell have you been this entire time? Where have you guys been? You're supposed to be the unbiased, law-abiding jurisdiction that sits at the top and maintains some sort of level playing field here in America. And you've gone rogue. You've absolutely gone rogue. It's good to see that they finally rule. See what the American people say about this. Geraldine says, rebuked on this and on eviction, and rebuked all over the world on his reckless withdrawal. Biden has become damaged goods, left an inexquestionable man to address any issue of consequence. Absolutely right. Not just rebuked on this, but rebuked on everything that he has done outside of his power to actually do. Brian says the socialists in Congress, which all are basically all Democrats now, would love to buy their next re-election by canceling rent for their voters. There are millions more renters than landlords, so landlords don't matter to the politicians. Buying more voters through free stuff for their constituents is a Democratic's top priority, has been for decades. And he's right. He's right. This is what they do. They are buying their votes. They're doing it by letting all of these illegal immigrants come in and then dealing with them later. We've just sacrificed 13 military servicemen yesterday to keep the Democrats in power, to try to make Joe Biden look good, to try to make him look like a savior, which he is not. He's failed miserably. But we had to sacrifice 13 military servicemen to prove that. This is how disgusting the Biden administration and the Democrats are right now. They are willing to throw America and its economy down the drain for votes. They're willing to destroy and literally kill Americans for votes. It's out of control. They've gone rogue. And unless we stand up and stop complying and we tell them we are not dealing with this any longer, we too are going to end up like Australia. And the only reason that Australia is in the position that they're in today is because they gave up their guns a few years ago. We've seen the protests over in Australia. It's getting heated. It's getting violent. But they will lose, the Australians, because they have no weapons to fight a tyrannical government. There's no disputing that the Australian government has gone rogue. They are a tyrannical government right now. Martial law is in full swing over in Australia. And the Australians can't do a damn thing about it because they gave up their guns. So our Second Amendment right, forget freedom of speech, we've already lost that. Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, they've already taken away from that. YouTube, taken it away. We don't have true freedom of speech anyway. More. That's fine. Because I can't overtake a tyrannical government with free speech anyway. Where's protests gotten us in the last year and a half? The only thing that seems to work is what BLM did. If anything, I applaud BLM. Because BLM, they use the only metric that the Democrats are afraid of, and that is violence. And I'm not even going to hide it anymore. I'm not even going to hide it. I used to say, oh, I don't condone violence. Screw that. It's time to push back. It's time to push back. As American citizens, we absolutely have a right to push back against a tyrannical government. It's in our Constitution. I don't sound like an extremist because I want to push back against a tyrannical government. That is not an extremist viewpoint. I don't care who tries to brainwash you into thinking that. It is not an extremist viewpoint to suggest that the United States government has gone rogue. That we now, the American people, need to step up and go after the dictatorship that is now raining hell down on the American people. That is an absolutely perfectly acceptable thing to say in public. And it's also perfectly acceptable to say, thank God we still have our guns, because we have our Second Amendment right to go up against a tyrannical government. and we need to make sure that under no circumstances whatsoever we lose that right. Because, my God, if we lose that right, it's game over. And this is why we fight so hard to not let the Biden administration take even one single bullet away from us. Not one bullet. I don't care if I want to use a bazooka to overtake a tyrant government. That's my business. And that is why we have the Second Amendment. So people, fight. We got to keep fighting. Enough is enough. What we saw in Kabul and the very tragic events that unfolded over the past week, that's just a warning shot from the Taliban. That's just a warning shot from ISIS. We are at war. I don't care if the White House hasn't officially announced it, but this country is at war right now with both foreign and domestic terrorists. I never thought in a million years I would be calling our own government domestic terrorists, because that's exactly what they are acting like right now. Thank you guys so much for joining me today this morning here at You Made It Political. We are going to go live September 6th.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.